The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on KGYM, presented by Hills Bank, with 19 locations throughout the corridor. Now, let's go courtside and alongside former coach Gina Rogers. Here's KGYM's Ryan Schlater.
We're walking you back to Coe College, Coe Hawk Arena. More rivalry Saturday basketball games for you. We got Van Buren at 1-0 on the season, taking on the Northland Lynx at 1-0 on this very young season. These two teams come in and hoping for some pretty favorable results as this season will progress. If you follow the rankings at all, the preseason's had Northland number two, right behind Cascade, and Van Buren County at number six. So they just concluded the Cedar Falls-Johnston game, 58-57 Cedar Falls won. Before that, a game you heard here in KGYM, West Hancock defeated West Branch 46-41, and now you have a couple of teams, Gina Rogers, that are quite familiar with each other. Not so much they see each other in the postseason, but some kids that are familiar with each other during non-basketball season activity with some of the summer leagues going on. And Van Buren has been in this rivalry Saturday game once before.
Absolutely, and two teams that have had, you know, successful girls' teams outside of basketball. Of course, Northland with the softball championship this summer, and then Van Buren, I just saw them a couple weeks ago at state volleyball. So you get some, you know, kids on teams that have some success. You get some good athletes, and I think we're going to see a good game here this evening, Ryan.
Matt Zeitler brings a 21-3 team from a year ago to this ball game. For North Lynn, they were 21-2 last year, made it all the way to the state basketball tournament. Their loss coming to Trainer in the first round, which you said, you know, we just didn't play as well in that contest. And other state tournament appearances that Brian Wheatley has brought his team to. And the other four, it's always a Unity Christian or Western Christian
Western
game.
Christian,
so that's different.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of familiar faces that come back to this team. Grace Flanagan and Abby Flanagan, for example, a couple of seniors that have been playing. I feel like we've called their name forever. In fact, Grace had 28 points in the lopsided win against Albernette, 68-25, and some good inside play by Ellie Ware, the junior, who averaged 11 points per ball game, 15 just the other night. So this is a Northland team that is basically bringing back, I don't want to say everybody, but four starters?
Yeah, and Hannah Bridgewater, you know, played a lot of minutes. We see her out there. She hustles hard. We've seen, you know, like you said, several of these players. Of course, several of the Wares, the Reese, familiar names, the Flanagans and a Finnegan. So a lot of names we've seen before.
And for Van Buren County, Terrence Sharman's going to come into this game averaging 19.6 from a year ago, had 22 in their victory against Waco, 74-10. They won that one. Her and Isabel Manning, two names we'll probably call a lot tonight.
Absolutely. And of course, Sharman is a UNI commit. So she's going to be playing ball here next year for the UNI Panthers. Coach Zeiler, I spoke to him before the game, and he said, keep an eye on Isabel Manning. He actually told me, keep an eye on my outside hitter, because I just saw him at volleyball a few weeks ago. But he says Isabel Manning's quite the player.
That's right. So it's Van Buren taking on Northland. We'll take a quick timeout when we return the starting lineups, and we'll have Northland and Van Buren basketball. Coming your way next on KGYM.
Friends, neighbors, family. At Hills Bank, we know the bonds you form with those around you can last a lifetime. That's why we're here to help at every point in your life. From your first house, to signing your kids up for the Penny Savers Club, to planning for retirement and enjoying travel with our Friends Club, Hills Bank is part of your journey every step of the way. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stephen A. Smith.
If Myles Garrett is right, shame on Mason Rudolph. If Myles Garrett is not telling the truth, shame on Myles Garrett. Time will tell. Myles Garrett would have had a better case if he said he called the B word. Something like that.
Yeah, you're right.
The only reason I say that is because there's a whole bunch of black players around. If he spewed that word, they might have heard him. If they heard him, I can assure you it'd have been a problem.
Catch Stephen A. on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Coming up Monday, recapping Pat's Texans and the rest of Sunday's action. Plus, is the best receiver tandem in the league playing on Monday Night Football? Plus, who won the weekend? And will we punt or play on your team? Golic and Wingo Monday.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Lineups for this evening's game, North Lynn and Van Buren for North Lynn. It'll be Hannah Bridgewater, Grace Flanagan, Ellie Ware, Abby Flanagan, and Sydney Burke. And for Van Buren, Chloe Davidson, Madison Bartholomew, Grace Davidson, Isabel Manning, and Taryn Sharman. Sharman, the 6'3 senior, Manning, the 5'7 junior, Grace Flanagan and Abby Flanagan. Couple of seniors, 5'8 and 5'10. As we mentioned, Ellie Ware, the 6'0 junior. Grace Flanagan, 18-point average a year ago. Abby at 12, and Ellie Ware, 11. Van Buren, the black uniforms, the white for North Lynn. They jump center. And it's going to be controlled by Van Buren. Sharman wins the tip. She gets the ball. Top of the key. She shoots. She scores from three. Wow. If that's going to be any indication of what Van Buren's going to be like this year, that'll be something.
Quick, yeah. Coach told us that they look to play a half-court game, whereas North Lynn, we look for them to run up and down the court.
So the pass goes out of the right side. That is Ellie Ware. Ellie Ware now up on top, along for Burke. Burke to the right side, Grace Flanagan. She penetrates in. Nice interior pass. Goes the inside for Ware. Can't hit it. The rebound to Van Buren. Quick hustle over there. Abby Flanagan tried to get it back. It does trickle out of bounds. So Van Buren, all black uniforms. A little bit of orange on the trim. Green and red, supposedly, on the colors. They just recently combined with Harmony High School. Of course, Fox Valley combined with Van Buren, I think, in the middle 2000s or so. The maroon trim for the white uniforms of North Lynn. Here's a quick putback shot up and good for Sharman again. And so far, she has got all of the Van Buren points thus far. 7:01 to go in the clock. Quick shot is up, and it's no good. And the rebound underneath the basket goes to Manning of Van Buren. The outlet pass to the right side. Out of the dribble goes Bartholomew. They'll kick it out of the right side. Davidson, skip pass. It goes Davidson in the lane. It got away from her. And then she quickly recovers back. They go to the inside. Sharman, bit too high, but a bit of a deflection there for Ellie Ware.
Yeah, she just about got a hand on it and had the turnover. So both teams playing straight man defense right now.
Inbounds Bartholomew inside, trying to work in. It was Chloe Davidson. They'll have the jump ball. Going to give it to North Lynn. 5-0, the early lead. Van Buren with 6:38 to go in the opening quarter of basketball. Left to right in front of us. On the dribble, Grace Flanagan. Long for Abby Flanagan. Flanagan catch back and forth. Reaching in to get the ball. Manning, she'll get the steal at half court. Trying to beat the defense there. Gets a step on Grace Flanagan. She scores. Timeout North Lynn. Ryan Wheatley not too happy with this team. Down 7-0, Gina, with 6:22 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, and that time Van Buren came out in a 2-3 zone, and Isabel Manning just stepped in front of that first pass and went down to the other end. So looks like Coach Wheatley's drawing something up. He's got the whiteboard out explaining how we're going to get this stopped. Coach Zeiler told me before the game, he said, I'm really going to see what Brian Wheatley draws up. He said, we don't really know a whole lot about him. We did play him once in summer ball. Some of the kids, as you mentioned, kind of know each other from summer ball. But he says, we're going to wait and see what they bring to us. But our goal is to slow down the pace. And I think Coach Wheatley wants to pick it up a little bit.
And what an opportunity for Van Buren. You know, they've been playing in that Southeast Iowa Super Conference. They still have those. I mean, there's just not as many opportunities for a team that is competitive as Van Buren. And now starting to get some success. The violations
stepped on the line.
Yeah, so the turnover for North Lynn gives it back to Van Buren. Already up early, 7-0. Here's a tap away. Abby Flanagan out of bounds it goes.
Full court pressure here by the Lynx. Doesn't look to be a zone. Looks like a full court man.
Davidson trying to toss it in bounds. And here we go. Traveling violation. Good defense there for North Lynn and Grace Flanagan in the backcourt. They'll give North Lynn possession. Underneath the basket, baseline left. for Hannah Bridgewater. She'll toss it inbounds. Got it to Ellie Ware. Takes one dribble. Tried to spin it. Couldn't do it. Bridgewater up on top. And she goes to Grace Flanagan. Back over to Bridgewater. Working the left side of the floor. On the dribble between the two circles. Long pivot there. Van Buren wanted to travel. Wouldn't get it. Jumper up. On the way. Won't fall. Abby Flanagan. And the rebound underneath by Charmin. Charmin, the 6'3 senior, expect a lot of boards from her today if she's in her game. 7-0 Van Buren, 5:40 to go, first quarter here from the Cohawk Arena. Here's Manning, Manning on the dribble. Ball went a little bit too long for Charmin. It's stolen away, North Lynn. In the offensive zone, Grace Flanagan, top of the key, fires from there. Nope. Fight for the rebound. It looks like Charmin just reaches over everybody.
Yeah, all
gets
about the
rebound. No doubt. Madison Bartholomew, quick pass underneath the basket. And the score, Grace Davidson, 9-0. Van Buren.
2-3 zone for Van Buren.
Pass to the free throw line, and the turnaround shot for Ellie Ware of North Lynn is not good. Rebound, Van Buren. One shot and one shot only. This time we'll have a reach in, and Abby Flanagan. Collision in the front court. Well, so far the adjustment's not there for North Lynn, and this could get ugly quickly if they don't turn some things around with that. Chloe Van Etten, the 5'9 sophomore, checks into the ball game.
Well, I think both teams are kind of seeing something that they're not really used to. Right now, Van Buren taking advantage.
Air ball thrown up by Davidson of Van Buren. The rebound to North Lynn. We come back in the other direction. Pass underneath the basket. Abby Flanagan loops it up a little bit too long. The rebound to Selena Sayer for Van Buren. Up to the right side. And now, oh, walking the end line. I thought they were going to call Grace Flanagan, but Flanagan using that sideline as an extra defender forced the violation, stepping on the end line, Van Buren. They'll turn it over.
So you mentioned it, Ryan, these girls from Van Buren, they played in this rivalry Saturday when they were freshmen. The seniors did, so been here before.
Abby Flanagan all the way to the basket, through the foul. Oh, they had Sayer behind, Charmin in front. Was it a reach in or was it contact to the body?
They got Sayer.
Sayer coming around. Abby Flanagan's first free throw is quite successful. She'll have another, the 5'10 senior. There's Abby, there's Grace, and Ellie Flanagan could see some time. 5'8 freshman. Of course, the Flanagan's well-renowned on that softball team as well. State champion softball, Northland Lynx. 9-2 now the score. Van Buren with the lead, 4:17 first quarter. Backcourt pressure. It's broken by Bartholomew. Dribbles all the way into the corner. She'll hand it off to Charmin. Charmin dribbles out, takes a three. It's up, and it's no good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Van Buren. It's North Lynn basketball.
So Charmin not afraid, certainly, to step outside that three-point line and let it fly.
Like I heard Coach Brian Wheatley say, just keep it moving. So he wants good offensive ball movement. Grace Flanagan at the point. One hands a pass to the left side for Van Etten. Now here's Abby Flanagan, 50-footer up, no good. The rebound up, no good. Where underneath the basket, taken by Van Buren. Sayer will come back the other direction. Up by 7 points, Van Buren. 3:45 to play. Little trap pressure. He'll get out of it. Davidson. Now it's lost. Now it's stolen. Bridgewater holds it up. Abby to Bridgewater. Underneath. The left-hander is up and in there. Hannah Bridgewater getting the first points of the ball game. As far as field goals go for North Lynn. Now they try to get a steal. Here's Abby Flanagan. Did not have the travel. She kept her feet up in the air, but then she lost it to Van Buren nonetheless. They throw a lousy pass. Bridgewater with the steal in the backcourt. And Van Buren will settle back into their half-court defense. North Lynn slows it down a bit. They get to Van Buren. She drives all the way to the basket. And that one is up and good.
Just going to point out that Bridgewater hustling out there, she's got her left hand taped pretty heavily. Maybe a wrist or a finger and thumb, possibly.
Certainly didn't bother in that last
Absolutely
scoring opportunity.
Not, yeah.
Here's Manning in the front court. They have the numbers. 2-on-1. Little fadeaway right side. Missed by Sharman. They get the offensive board. Sharman gets it back. 15-foot shot is not good. Right of the foul line. Hoops basketball. It's picked up by Grace Flanagan. And Flanagan again takes it easy. I think Brian Wheatley wanted to hustle. Again, a half-court team. They want to try to run with them. The ball is kicked. And North Lynn will bring it inbounds at the 2:22 mark. Down by three. So they're just trying to pick apart at that lead a little bit if they can.
Well, and just keep the intensity, and as he's, you know, hustling players in and out, that allows them to keep the speed up.
Burke and Van Etten. Now it's Grace Flanagan. Grace from long range for three. Grace Flanagan. 18-point average a year ago, 28 against Alburnett, which tells you she was lighting it up. And here's Van Buren. Get across the pressure. 2-on-1. The ball kind of one-handed by Manning. However, Van Buren able to get it back. Out of the top of the key, Bartholomew. Swing it out on the left side. Three ball on the way. Manning, not good. Another offensive rebound. This time, North Lynn's Burke able to tangle her up. Cause a jump ball. This time, the possession arrow flips over to Van Buren. Technically, Van Buren County. I should get used to that name, even though most folks are used to Van Buren. There's a jumper to the right side. Manning cannot connect. She's got 2 points in the ball game so far. North Lynn the other direction. Elsie Ware. Elise. Oh, yeah. Ware is into the ball game. Lost the basketball, however.
Several sets of sisters on this North Lynn team.
You got the Wares. You got the Flanagans. Keep track of them someday, right?
Reese.
3 seconds in the lane, the call.
So I have that unofficially as the sixth turnover on the Van Buren County Warriors in the first quarter. So no pressure here. You bring it up, Van Buren falls back into that 2-3 half-court zone.
Minute left in the first quarter, tied up at 9. Elise Ware circles her way on the right side of the lane. She can't quite get it. I think they'll call the foul on North Lynn, probably Chloe Van Etten. Van Etten tried to go after the rebound. And North Lynn will continue the full court press. Van Buren gets set to trigger it in. Across the right side, kick it out left. 19-footer on the way, won't fall. Rebound North Lynn. Burke got it, flips it over to Abby Flanagan. 42 seconds left till the end of the period. 9-9. Out of the right side, Burke takes a step in. It's an air ball, but it is going to be retrieved by Abby Flanagan. 18 on the shot clock. We go to Burke. Burke, one hand to pass down low. A little spurt, spin move of in it and can't get it. Ball scrambled for. It's going to be picked up by Sharman. And a travel is called. They're going to give it back to North Lynn.
So Coach Brian Wheatley running them in and out. Getting some fresh legs in there. Looks like Ellie Flanagan coming in for the first time.
And you'll see, looks like Olivia Rausch will come in as well for the final 20.2. Rausch gets it out of the right side. Jumper taken right side. Up and good. Count the basket. Sydney Burke. Average 7.7 a year ago. 10 seconds left till the end of the period. And North Lynn has fought their way back to take the lead. Until Sharman, she shoots it up with her right hand. Left side of the lane, she missed it. 3 seconds left. Quick pass to the left side. Grace Flanagan, long range shot just to the left of the basket. A quarter is gone in this one. And North Lynn leading Van Buren County by the score of 11-9. We're back in a minute on the North and South Gym, KGYM.
Who does Hertin and Stocker appreciate? You. They want to recognize your family for supporting high school sports. From getting students to practice on time, to serving concessions, to showing your spirit in the stands. And when you want to show your appreciation, just find the right something at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. A watch, diamond stud earrings, colored stone rings, even custom jewelry to match your team colors. Show who you appreciate with a gift from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
If you're stuck on the sidelines because of a sports-related injury, get back in the game with Progressive Rehabilitation Associates. Their team of sports physical therapists and athletic trainers treat everything from mild ankle or knee sprains to post-surgical rehabilitation to concussion management. Progressive Rehabilitation Associates offers same and next day appointments in our 6 convenient locations in the corridor. Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Visit PRAIowa.com.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Jeff Downing, our in-studio producer today, Ryan Slater, and Gina Rogers returning to Cohawk Arena, the campus of Coe College in Cedar Rapids, 11-9. Well, Northland got down early, but they battled their way back. And look at this, they're leading by 2.
Van Buren comes back out. They're not in that zone anymore. They're back in a man defense.
Hannah Bridgewater, the right side, Burke. Good for 3.
Sydney Burke with that big knee brace on her right knee.
Ball thrown away and out of bounds.
Turnover number 8 for the Warriors
in
the first half.
I think Northland's starting to settle into their game a little bit better.
Yep, agreed.
Grace Flanagan loops it down low. The Abby Flanagan, a foul before she went up with the shot, I think, unless they count it. Up, she's walking right up to that free throw line.
Call that on Chloe Davidson.
First team foul of this quarter. In case you're just tuning in to some of our rivalry Saturday games, they got a shot clock. Got a waiver to use that today and see how it goes. And also kind of a foul situation. You'll get 2 foul shots after 5 1/4, so that's a little bit different.
Playing college rules in a college arena.
That's right. Ball tipped away following the miss by Manning. Last touch by Northland. So the Warriors will get it back.
And as you said, Ryan, this is just kind of a test. Gary Ross with the Girls Athletic Union, he's the associate director in overseas basketball, is here observing today.
Jepper taken for the foul line. Good for Chloe Davidson. Nice touch. 16-11, however, it is a lead for Northland. Burke in the drive of the paint. She'll put it up. Right of the rim, no good. Out of bounds, last touch by Van Buren County. Ellie Ware was fighting a couple of different players out there.
Jeff Horst, one of our officials. Experienced officiating crew here.
We'll seem to get veteran crews here for rivalry Saturday. Pass comes out a bit high. We come back in the other direction as Van Buren gets a steal. Crossing the timeline is Manning. Manning to the right side, Sharman. Sharman outside the arc to Manning. Open 3. Good. Isabel Manning connecting for her 5th point. And it's 14. Yeah, there they go. Step behind the scoreboard. They'll get it there. Grace Flanagan, her drive. Fouled on the way up. Yeah. Second team foul, Van Buren County this quarter.
Aggressive take there by Grace. She was getting played pretty tough defense there by Chloe Davidson. Draws the second foul on Davidson.
Grace zips it up. It is good. 4 points tonight. Get ready for the second one. On the way, and no good. Manny gets a rebound. Looking for some help. Working the backcourt. Selena Sayer. Rather, that's Bartholomew all the way in. It's stolen away. They tried to go back outside, and then Van Buren steals it right back. Bartholomew, Manning, 15-foot jumper, left side, no. Rebound tipped around, grabbed by Van Buren. That one's up, won't fall for Bartholomew. And we get a foul coming up. Looks like it'll be on Van Buren.
I think they got it on Manning.
Go along with that.
Again, for our listeners, we are sitting high atop Cohawk Arena, opposite the scorer's table, so we're watching the officials' hands from about as far away as you can get.
Try to guess the foul call, right? 17-14 in favor of Northland, 6 minutes to play, second quarter. Bridgewater gets a pass down the low block, at it to Burke. Burke will shuffle it back up on top. It goes Abby Flanagan. Bridgewater, she's open for the J for 3. Got it! Hannah Bridgewater connects for her fifth point. She's got a three and a deuce, and it's 20-14.
Connects with her fifth point and a big wrap on her hand.
There's a shot missed by Sharman after they break the pressure. Ellie Ware gets it, does a total 360, pivoting out of that mess, and Bridgewater will walk it up the floor. She crosses the Go-Hawk in the middle of the timeline there. Flips it over to Burke. Burke's open, but will not take the three. Gets it to Grace Flanagan instead. One-on-one with Bartholomew. Flanagan gets it stolen away. They'll call the jump ball.
So we're going to call that a turnover because it's possession for Van Buren County.
Grace Davidson just reached right in. Flanagan challenged. Successful steal in the backcourt. It is grabbed by Davidson. Davidson's got it to the right side. Manning gets it in her hands, quickly ran up with it. She missed it, chased down by Davidson in the corner.
Gonna get a timeout for the Warriors here.
Able to 30. Escape with the TO. And a 30-second timeout. So you got, yeah, plenty of sisters on the Northland squad. Of course, you got Chloe Davidson and Grace Davidson, number 4, number 12.
And many of these girls, as I said, Ryan, you know, for both teams, successful off seasons or successful basketball off seasons. Van Buren took their team to the state volleyball tournament this year. It's the first time a team from Van Buren had gone to state in any girls' sport ever.
Yeah.
And coach, same coach, Coach Zeitler, I spoke with him after that. He's going to retire from volleyball, he says, but he's hoping to make some noise with this basketball team this year.
Lost in the regional finals to Central Decatur last year, 68-30. Central Decatur had a nice run in the tournament. Out on the left, one of the Davidsons, Grace misses. And a foul on North Lynn after it was retrieved underneath the basket by Madison Bartholomew. 20-14, North Lynn over Van Buren County. Even 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Check again, Chloe Van Etten.
We got to give a shout out to Grandpa Van Etten over there, Ryan. He's got a wonderful Christmas vest on tonight.
Out of the top of the key. That or a Seattle Supersonics vest, but I'm guessing it's Christmas.
It's pretty awesome.
For the left, out of the right side now. North Lynn will get it. Jumper taken. Abby Flanagan can't get it. Rebound to the Warriors. Now we have
shot clock violation or shot clock reset. What are we doing here, yep. Jeff? Yes, they reset the shot clock. I'm going to take it back out. They hadn't reset it before they inbounded the ball. So this is my discussion on whether or not we should have a shot clock, is making sure everybody knows how to run it properly. The officials know what's going on, and education for those of us watching the game, the you know, parents, fans,
and a lot of the officials for the rivalry Saturday have had some college experience too, so that's a bit helpful as well. So as we reset for you, we'll see a shot taken by Sharman. She missed it for the top of the key. Manning there to pull down the board. Working it back out front. Bartholomew to Grace Davidson. She dribbles in. 12-footers up, and it's no good. This time it's going to be Grace Davidson retrieving the rebound.
Lots
of
offensive boards.
On the left side, it goes Chloe Davidson. Chloe Davidson back to the point. Bartholomew, Chloe Davidson backpedaling. 3:58 to go. 20-14. North Lynn. We're in the second quarter.
Man,
on the dribble, Grace Davidson.
Man defense by the Lynx.
13 to shoot. Manning all the way and blocked from behind. Bridgewater out of bounds. And with that, Burke checks back in. And we'll also see Elise Ware, the 5'9 freshman, check in. And the inbounds out to the left side. That's Lexi Urich. Get it down low. The shot up with four and the shot clock. And it goes down for Madison Bartholomew. Van Buren County keeping pace. Score 20-16. 3:32 to go. Second quarter. Elise Ware to Bridgewater. Works it back out. Low pass. Burke picks it up. Swings it back around. It's Grace Flanagan. Flanagan going up against the defense of Madison Bartholomew. Right side dribble. Bridgewater all the way in. She loops it up, can't get it to go. Rebound Sharman of the Warriors. Lead is four. Madison Bartholomew cut off by Bridgewater, kicking it back out. Now they go to Sharman to the inside, put up the shot. It's good, and she's fouled. About 10 feet away and quickly hustled that one in. I tell you what, Taryn Sharman, 6'3 senior. She's going to be a good one to watch, you and I. Checking in, we got Olivia Rauch and looks like Abby Flanagan back in. Chloe Van Etten will have a seat. Bridgewater out as well. Sharman makes good. I think I got 8 points for Sharman. Check on that to make sure. Burke, right at the foul line. The pass will go along for Olivia Rauch. Here's a long ranger. Take it up. Elise Ware can't get it. Rebound of Ann Buren. Down by a point at 20-19. Nice hustle underneath. Abby Flanagan flips it to Grace Flanagan. Takes the three. Can't get it. Rebound Manning for the Warriors. She's caught up in the backcourt. Gets some help, however, from Lexi Urich. Urich will take it up the left sideline into the front court. Still in commotion with Isabel Manning now with it. Out of the right side. Bartholomew, three ball. No. Rebound Sayre. A whistle near the free throw line area. It is a foul on North Lynn. And I think they'll tag perhaps Grace Flanagan.
Yes, that's exactly who they got.
Van Buren certainly fighting hard. They try to lob it to Sharman. They lob it back to the inbounder. Madison Bartholomew, she misses to hit the bottom of the backboard. That was just solid defense underneath the basket by Abby Flanagan. Into the front court, Grace Flanagan turning, spinning in the lane. She'll put it up and good.
Rolled around there and thought about it. Finally dropped.
Under 2 minutes to play, and the Lynx leading the Warriors 22-19. In the forecourt it goes. Lexi Urich up on top, Manning. Manning in the free throw circle. Backpedaling, right-handed her dribble. Goes down to Sharman. Looping, a little mini hook shot is up and in there. Boy, she gets fired up. And remember, she kind of got things started for this Van Buren County team to start things off. North Lynn shut her off for a while, but if she sparks back here in the final minute and a half, could be a rough conclusion to the second quarter. There's a three ball off for Olivia Rauch. She'll take it for the outside. It is no good. And the rebound is Selena Sayre. And we have a whistle and a foul. And it looks like it'll be on North Lynn.
Looks like they called it. I think they called it on Elise Ware. We'll have to check the official stats halftime.
It looked like Ellie Flanagan is the number he called who is into the game. So, yeah, it goes back to we can't see the numbers from way up here. Minute 11, second quarter, 22-21. Going for the steal is Grace Flanagan. It rolls to the ground. She picks it up in the front court. Quick pass to the right side. Two for North Lynn, and Ellie Ware trailed the play. Able to get the little roll back to her, and North Lynn takes a three-point lead at 24-21. 53 ticks at the clock left, second quarter. Skip the pass out left side, goes Lexi Urich. Now to the inside. They tried to get it to Sharman. Flanagan was there with the tip away. It's Abby Flanagan has a basketball. Three ball, left side, good!
The Lynx are clicking. They're clicking on defense, they're clicking on offense.
Big spurt here in the final minute and a half. 30 seconds left. So the second quarter ends 27-21. Out of the right side. It's stolen away. All by herself. Abby Flanagan. She gets her footing right and puts it up and in.
Left hand on the left side.
It was just a matter of getting control of the ball as well, and she had plenty of time. Now there's 10 seconds left until halftime. They try to lob it down in a triple team. She got it. Sharman did. Quickly put up the shot. It's no good. It's out of bounds with 2.3. It will remain Van Buren County basketball. Van Buren got a little bit panicky there, but they tried to lob it into Sharman.
And you're right. She was triple teamed. She tried to turn around and get a shot. Shot up, but she was just not squared up to the basket.
2.3 left underneath the basket right side. Out front, Manning for three. Good. Left her open, and that'll do it. Well, that'll be one you'll watch on tape a couple of times this year as you close out the end of the quarter. But nonetheless, nice little rally for North Lynn, with the exception of giving up that three, and it's 29-24. North Lynn leading Van Buren County. Well, we'll take a two-minute timeout when we come back. Tell you what we've seen here. Hopefully go over some official statistics of the ball game of 1-0 Van Buren and 1-0 North Lynn. We're back after 2 minutes on the North and South Gym, KGYM.
Hey, this is Kirk Herbstreit. This team's going to need to change the momentum in the second half. Let's listen in to the head coach to hear his halftime speech.
Listen to me. It all comes down to now. I want to see some fire. A fire that could perfectly grill an Eckridge smoked sausage. And I want to see more from you out there. More flavor. More condiments. This is a home gate, after all. Now start eating like you belong here.
Yeah! Okay, now I'm fired up. Eckridge, you do you.
At Amazon this holiday, our Black Friday sale has new deals all day. There'll be more, more, and more.
Woohoo! I love it all!
Amazon's Black Friday sale, delivering all you need for less, November 28th through 29th.
Everybody needs somebody.
Friends, neighbors, family. At Hills Bank, we know the bonds you form with those around you can last a lifetime. That's why we're here to help at every point in your life. From your first house, to signing your kids up for the Penny Savers Club, to planning for retirement and enjoying travel with our Friends Club, Hills Bank is part of your journey every step of the way. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Who does Hertin and Stocker appreciate? You. They want to recognize your family for supporting high school sports. From getting students to practice on time, to serving concessions, to showing your spirit in the stands. And when you want to show your appreciation, just find the right something at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. A watch, diamond stud earrings, colored stone rings, even custom jewelry to match your team colors. Show who you appreciate with a gift from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Jeff Downing, our in-studio producer. I'm Ryan Schlater. She's Gina Rogers. As North Lynn leading Van Buren 29-24, part of Rivalry Saturday basketball here. Girls high school basketball, a lot of ranked teams going at it for the day. Give you some of the statistics that we have for you here. Just a few moments. Quick update. We'll have Scott Unash pass along the scores that we've had here. Scott Unash and Steve Dozier will be bringing you North Scott and Xavier basketball right after the conclusion of this one. But earlier today, the first game that we had way back at 9 in the morning, Maquoketa Valley defeated Sumner Fredericksburg 48-37. Iowa City West defeated Gilbert 52-41. Waukon over MFL Marmack 61-55. Montezuma 53, East Buchanan 38. West Hancock over West Branch 46-41. And Johnston falls to Cedar Falls 58-57. North Lynn led at the end of the first quarter of this one over Van Buren County 11-9. And after going down early on, in fact, Van Buren had a 9-point lead in the first 3 minutes of the ball game. North Lynn responded. They had a 8-point lead until that big three-pointer was made at the end. Individually for North Lynn, 9 points for Grace Flanagan. 3 of 5 from the field, including 2 of 3 from outside the arc. 8 for Abby Flanagan, 5 for Sydney Burke, and Hannah Bridgewater with 5. None for Ellie Ware, and Elise Ware has also seen some. Now, I had Ellie for a deuce there, but I guess they ended up giving it to Grace, which is fine. All works out. I'm usually way off of my scoring, but for sure I thought she had a bucket. 10 of 24 field goals overall. and 12 rebounds led by Eliwares, 4. As far as the foul situation, nobody in real foul trouble here. Abby Flanagan with 2, and Grace and Ellie each with a foul. As for Van Buren, Charmin, I should say, 10 points, 4 of 8 from the field. She'll have plenty of opportunities. Isabel Manning, 8. She's 3 of 10, but 2 of 3 from outside the arc. Chloe Davidson, Madison Bartholomew, Grace Davidson, each with 2s. Selena Sayers also seen some in this one. And Gina, we take a look at some of the field goal, 3-point, and free throw percentages in this game so far.
Yeah, definitely. So North Lynn is 5 of 6 from the free throw line, just one miss there. Van Buren only got to the free throw line once. That was on a 3-point play by Charmin, and so they're 1 for 1. The other thing I'm looking at is turnovers. My stats are a little bit different than the official stats, but I have North Lynn with 6, which I agree with. They have Van Buren with 9. I had them for several more than that. So I think that Van Buren's going to look to clean that up, and I think you're right, Ryan. They're going to look to get it inside or outside, depending on where she wants to shoot it, get it to Charmin. I think Coach Brian Wheatley, after just kind of that slow start, has got to be happy with the way his links came back and are really battling. He's going deep. He's using, you know, several players, and he's getting out and running. And, you know, compare that to what Coach Zeidler said. The Warriors want to play a half-court game. And so that's why the Lynx, they get out and start running. I think they're going to wear down Van Buren County.
And I like what they're trying to do is limit the shots by Charmin right now. Make somebody else beat you.
Yes. And my player of the game so far, at least for the first half for the Lynx, is Hannah Bridgewater. Man, she's everywhere. She's hustling out there. She's scoring. She's creating havoc. And she really had a good first half.
Yeah, we're seeing some confidence here by Sydney Burke, taking some shots from the outside. The Flanagans, they're always going to be there and working wear in as well. So, yeah, this is a good lineup for North Lynn. Coach Brian Wheatley told us, you know, we're not terribly deep right now, 7 or 8. Maybe get a few more players in for a couple of minutes as the season progresses. We'll see how that all stems out. They always seem to have a good regular season. But once again, you got some tough teams for North Lynn to play. We saw Coach Sconza from Cascade here. Check it out, all the teams that are playing in this field, especially at North Lynn. They've certainly had some great games throughout the years. Maquoketa Valley, of course, in the same mix of all these. So it's been a great day as far as basketball goes and a great experience for these young ladies. And I think North Lynn and Van Buren can be pleased with the performance that they got here.
Absolutely. And we're talking about you mentioned all the ranked teams that are playing today and I'm seeing lots of different coaches from around the area. I'm seeing kids from different schools here watching. We talked about, the ranked teams. But let's talk about some of the signees we've seen just here in a few minutes. So you and I announced that they had 5 signees coming in, and we've seen 4 of them play today. McDermott just played for Johnston. We'll see Buffelli in that last game for North Scott. We're seeing Charmin here from Van Buren. And Cedar Falls, we saw Emerson Green, the only player that's committed to UNI for next year that we're not seeing play today is Kaba Lauby, but she's here watching. Mm-hmm. So UNI is well represented in the house. And then for Iowa, of course, we saw Shatea Wettering play for Montezuma earlier today.
Yeah.
So a lot of talent, a lot of teams want to be in this, and it's really fun to see how it's grown over the years and how competitive the games are here.
29-24, that's the score of this one here at halftime, and we will take a quick break here. North Lynn leading Van Buren County. We're back after this 1 minute timeout on the North and South Gym, KGYM.
Is holiday halftime, and what does that mean? Sport Clips Haircuts is giving away lots of green. We're awarding $500 a day to spend. Check in online to enter, and you just might win. We're gifting the money every day of the week, but your chance to win ends December 15th, so check into Sport Clips. It's easy to do for a haircut, beard trim, and maybe cash, too.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C., age 13 or older. Completed service required for check-in entry. See rules at sportclips.com/holiday, including how to enter without check-in or purchase.
Pros like you find savings every day at Lowe's. But with our Black Friday deals, you can save even more. Buy a DeWalt 12-inch 15-amp dual bevel sliding compound miter saw for just $3.99. And you'll get a DeWalt heavy-duty adjustable miter saw stand absolutely free. Load up on extra batteries and get a 4-pack of DeWalt batteries for $140 less. Now $159 for this week only. For Black Friday deals like these and more, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Saw offer valid 11/27 through 12/5. Battery offer valid 11/28 through 12/4. U.S. only.
Coming up Monday, recapping Pat's Texans and the rest of Sunday's action. Plus, is the best receiver tandem in the league playing on Monday Night Football? Plus, who won the weekend? And will we punt or play on your team? Golic and Wingo Monday.
KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Quarter number three, ready to get going. Northland leading Van Buren County 29-24. Northland beginning the season, if you care about those rankings at all, at number two, Van Buren County at number six. Cascade, we've mentioned Coach Gonzo is here. They started off the year at number one. West Hancock, who we saw earlier today, starting off at number three. West Branch at number eight. So fun to get the ranked teams to come in. Northland fumbles the basketball, gives it over to Van Buren. Out of the right side comes out to Grace Davidson. Grace Davidson, she skips a pass over Isabel Manning. Manning takes a dribble in. 50-foot jumper, not good. Got a foul. It'll be a foul on Van Buren. A bit too physical. And just trying to make sure who it's on. Looks like Grace Davidson.
Yep, that's what I saw.
But I tell you what, Taryn Sharman kind of took a long look to make sure it wasn't on her as they were marketed over at the scores table. Northland, right to left in front of us. Bridgewater in the dribble to Burke. She's open. 19-foot jumper. Nope. Rebound underneath the basket goes to Chloe Davidson. Gets tangled up by Abby Flanagan. Stops her dribble, but able to clear it up ahead into the front court to the right side. Now with it on the dribble is Manning. Manning lost her defender. She'll take the 15-footer and hit. 10 points for Manning. Average 12.3. Last year, 26 in their victory over Waco. Bridgewater, one dribble, top of the key. Burke now. She is taking the long ranger from 19. Not good. Rebound to Van Buren County. Spinning in the backcourt is Chloe Davidson. And here's Madison Bartholomew. She'll take it up the floor at the point. Northland falls back into their half court.
It's like a 1-3-1.
Yeah, I was just looking how they were setting up. And Van Buren trying to adjust. Down low. Little shot taken by Sharman. No good. Fighting for a rebound. Has to save it inbounds. Does so to Manning. Now on the dribble is Grace Davidson. She kicks it out to Chloe Davidson. Missed a shot from 15. Jump ball called. Diving forward, Abby Flanagan, tangled up with Grace Davidson.
So ball out underneath the basket for the Warriors.
And here's drive in, the shot up, no good. Rebound to Ellie Ware of Northland. Well, only 2 points have been scored in this one for Van Buren County. 5:53 to go in the third quarter. It's 29-26. On the dribble is Bridgewater. Again, that left hand heavily taped. A high pass couldn't be handled by Burke. Turnover. Van Buren's able to pick it up. And we come back in the other direction. Madison Bartholomew. Madison Bartholomew, hip high dribble to the left side out of the top of the key. Chloe Davidson back over to Bartholomew. She'll swing it out of the right side up on top. Grace Davidson got it to Sharman down low. Swings it back out front for three. It's in the air and it's up and it's no good. Rebound Chloe Davidson to Van Buren. And they'll call the jump ball. Bridgewater tangling up, assisted by Grace Flanagan. And Coach Feitler there wanted a little bit of a clarification.
He's still kind of begging his case on the sideline
over
there.
It wasn't the usual tie-up that you'd normally see where they're fighting over it for a couple of seconds. Grace Flanagan to Bridgewater. Out of the right side goes Burke. Burke down low. Sharman blocks the shot of Ware. Ware tries it again, but she can't get it. Sharman gets the board. Up ahead on the dribble, it'll be Madison Bartholomew. Down the middle of the paint. And she tried to get it to Manning. Burke able to get the steal back to the left side, but Northland travels with it, it appears, and they're going to lose it as Ellie Ware gets off the floor. Yeah.
Looks like they're going to keep it. Ellie Ware still kind of rubbing. Looks like she's rubbing her ear.
Well, we got a full timeout, and we'll step aside for a timeout as well. 29-26, Northland over Van Buren County, 4:56 to go in the third quarter on KGYM.
If you're stuck on the sidelines because of a sports-related injury, get back in the game with Progressive Rehabilitation Associates. Their team of sports physical therapists and athletic trainers treat everything from mild ankle or knee sprains to post-surgical rehabilitation to concussion management. Progressive Rehabilitation Associates offers same and next day appointments in our six convenient locations in the corridor. Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Visit PRAIowa.com.
I didn't have Thanksgiving with Jason Garrett, but I do have five candidates to replace him. That and more Monday.
The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Not a lot of offensive activity in this second half, Gina.
No, really haven't. It's defense has been pretty intense. I've been trying to figure out what Van Buren County is running. It's some type of a zone. It might be some kind of a triangle and two or a box and one. Now, it's just, I haven't figured it out, so I'm going to keep working on that.
Here's the ball tipped away. At first, it kind of looked like a triangle and one extended out. And it's like, well, that didn't make sense. Or then
called a foul there on Hannah Bridgewater. I think that's her third.
So the Warriors getting set to toss this one in.
Lynx are in a full court press here.
It's like a 2-2-1 defensively. Manning. And up ahead of Grace Davidson into the front court. No issue there. Bartholomew looking for a bit of help as she slowly dribbles with her left hand to the left side. Up on top, Selena Sayer, who's back into the game. To Bartholomew. Thinks about it. Now takes a three. Connects. What was there to think about? With that, we're tied at 29. 4:14, third quarter for North Lanier's Bridgewater left side. Won't take the shot. Olivia Rouse, she will. Not good. Rebound, Selena Sayer. This Northland team is not afraid to take the three-point shot. In fact, last year they shot it 539 times. Percentage at 37%. That's not too shabby, folks. Here is Sharman, works her way in the left baseline. Somehow finagles her way in to get the score. And like that, Van Buren County leading at 31-29. 3:40, clock running, third quarter. Bridgewater stepping in toward the lane area. They're going to call her for the double dribble. She's trying, got a little bit
That left
mixed
hand,
up there,
I think.
And the left hand kind of got in the way.
Again, we've talked to it several times, Hannah Bridgewater, with a big tape job on her left hand. I don't know if it's a wrist or a thumb, but she was just kind of trying to switch hands on the dribble, and they got her with two. So back in that 1-3-1 zone for the Lynx. Grace Flanagan at the top of the zone.
Here's Sayer. Flanagan gets a tip, however, still controlled by Bartholomew. Down low, Manning spinning underneath the lane. She got fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. She's kind of in no man's land there, but able to get off an off-balance shot. That's not her comfort zone, however. Try to take advantage of the opportunity.
Called that one on Chloe Van Etten. They have her with two. Missed the first free throw. Isabel Manning with the second.
Chloe Van Etten, the sophomore. And Manning's free throws. Makes it a 32-29 lead. North Lynn looking for that offensive spark. Shots haven't been there. Roush will take another three. Can't get it. No, I think her marching orders have been, you got the open shot, go for it. To the right. Well, Sharman's wide open and scores. Nobody there to defend. And some ugly defense being displayed by the Lynx. 34-29, 2:52, third quarter. Left of the foul line goes Grace Flanagan. Oh, she threw the elbow.
She threw the shoulder. Big shoulder.
Down goes Grace Davidson. 30-second timeout going to be called for Northland, and they need to have a little bit of a discussion. Because Northland right now, out of sync offensively, the shots aren't going down. They're going to have to, well, right as I started to say that, you look over it. Coach Wheatland, he's doing what I was about to say, which is get out the clipboard. They got to do a little bit of construction here.
Yeah, and just talk about it. You know, figure out, this is what we do. Everybody get your head in here and just don't get out of sorts, you know. Stay calm, play your game, control the pace of the game. That's what the Lynx need to do here. Fouls, I was just looking to see how we are in the foul situation. 3-2, so foul's not really an issue at this point.
And again, if you get that fifth foul within one of the quarters or periods, it's two shots. One of the experimental rules they're messing with. So Ellie Ware checks in. Olivia Rouse stays into the game. Burke still in. Grace and Abby Flanagan in the ball game.
So we've changed up the defense again here for the Lynx.
5-point differential in the score, led by Van Buren County. 2:36 to go, third quarter. Van Buren in the dribble in their offensive zone. Bartholomew in the paint, get it down to Manning, put up the shot. She left it short, and the rebound to Ellie Ware of North Lynn. Out of the right side, here comes Roush on the dribble. Roush, right side of the lane, goes all the way in. Too high off the lip of the basket. Charming gets a rebound for Van Buren County. Up on the left side goes Madison Bartholomew into the front court. She takes it down the right side of the lane. She put up the shot. They call the charge.
She'll
come back in the other direction.
She was like going, whoa. That really surprised her.
That was a little one, but
Coach Seidler's not happy about it either. He's up on the sidelines.
Mitchell saw something there he wasn't too keen of. Nearing the 2-minute mark, third quarter. Roush, high post. She forced it in to the right for Ellie Ware. Burke tries to save it. Who touched it last? North Lynn did. It goes to Van Buren. North Lynn, this has not been a good score. .155 in the third quarter.
So the Lynx in a man defense here. They've come out of that zone.
Underneath, turnaround shot is not good. Out to the left. Turning, spinning move is up, and it's no good. They come back in the other direction. Out left side. This is Madison Bartholomew.
Got both the Flanagans in there. See who they're going to give it to. They're going to give that foul to Abby Flanagan.
And they will. And my apologies here. On my roster, I had Olivia Roush as 54. And it's actually Ellie Flanagan. We have Roush at number 42. She hasn't been in the ballgame, so. Which makes sense because you knew Ellie was probably going to see some minutes here in the ballgame.
Yeah,
now we have a double dribble.
Charmin.
Going to give it back to North Lynn.
Turnovers are definitely something that have impacted the Van Buren County Warriors here throughout the game.
Minute 05 to go in the third. Ellie Flanagan turning, shot from the free throw line. It's no good. And a rebound to Charmin, 56 seconds left, third quarter. Out to the right. Jumper taken. That won't fall. Madison Bartholomew. Here we come. Down to Ellie Flanagan. She moves it out to the left, just outside the arc. Now it's Burke. Burke, oh, they tried to get it inside, couldn't get it. Ellie Flanagan this time, she hits the three. Ellie makes good with 30 seconds left in the third quarter, and they needed that one. It's a 34-32 ball game. Out to the left side. Still with a dribble. Goes Chris Davidson. Chloe Davidson, rather. Charmin, quick entry pass to Manning. Good.
Well, give the assist to Charmin on that one.
Bridgewater hits the deck. It's like too tight of the defense. Madison Bartholomew. That's the fourth team foul. Otherwise, we'd have a couple of free throws. That would be keen for Northland.
Yeah. Four fouls on both teams at this point, but with only 12.2 seconds left in the quarter. Can we reset at the quarter?
9 seconds into the front court. Grace Flanagan looking for some help. Got it to Ellie Flanagan. Out of the right side, Burke with 2 seconds. 19-footer. It's up. It's short. Rebound to Van Buren County, and that's it. So the Warriors go into the fourth quarter with a 36-32 lead. Fourth quarter coming up next on KGYM.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Welcome back to SportsView. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Ellie Flanagan, the freshman's only, her three-pointer, the only score North Lynn had in that quarter. And folks that are used to North Lynn basketball aren't used to seeing that. They averaged 72 points last year. That is a rarity, folks. So they got to find a way to get their offense going. So here's Abby Flanagan with Grace Flanagan out on the floor. We have Sydney Burke out there, as well as Hannah Bridgewater. Burke gets the feed.
Great
and
cut.
The 2 points.
Great cut by Burke, and great assist there to Bridgewater.
Ellie Ware, the fifth player that we're eventually getting to. Let's see if this gets North Lynn going. Out of the right side of the dribble goes out Madison Bartholomew. Bartholomew out to the left. Grace Davidson. Davidson to Manning now, just inside the arc. The high pass going out over to Sharman, tipped out of bounds.
You know, great job by Ellie Ware. She drew the defensive assignment against Sharman, and I think she's really slowed her down. She's really just kind of being a pest, you know, just being there. And I think that that's kind of rattled Sharman just a little bit.
Ball tapped out. Whoops, quickly scooped up away for Grace Flanagan. She'll take it and along for Abby Flanagan. Abby Flanagan goes along for Burke. Burke out left side. Here's Ware. Quickly got defended. Burke swinging around to Bridgewater. Bridgewater right to the foul line, to the free throw line. Burke scores! 15-foot jumper, Sydney Burke.
Link staying in their man defense.
High pass intended for Sharman, but last touch by North Lynn.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm seeing is the Warriors are used to getting that high, that kind of that lob pass into Sharman. She's used to being so much taller than everyone else. That's generally working. But Ware doing a great job just kind of getting behind her, getting a hand on her, just making her uncomfortable.
Sharman gets it right side, gets caught up at the baseline. They swing it back out, so the jumper is taken by Grace Davidson. It's no good. The rebound, Ellie Ware gets it. She'll swing it out of the outlet pass for Abby Flanagan. Here goes Burke. Burke, she got defended underneath the basket by Chloe Davidson. They'll call the jump ball. North Lynn's fortunate that time. They didn't turn the ball over. They'll get it back, alternating possession.
Yeah, that was a kind of that tie-up in the air situation. Just kind of stopped time and space there.
Underneath Ellie Ware, trying to get underneath, but she was too far underneath. Ball floats over the basket, no good. And rebound to Van Buren County, tied up at 36. 6:05 to go the fourth quarter. Stolen away, Bridgewater had it. She gets tangled up, she gets fouled.
Call that one on Grace Davidson.
Grace with a couple of fouls.
I think we have a triangle and two on the Flanagans.
Burke, 19-footer, no. Put right on the line. Rebound, Grace Flanagan, can't get it. Bridgewater fights for the rebound. She pulls it back out of the left side. Ellie Ware, 50-foot jumper for the foul line. She She banks it off the glass, and it's good.
Third shot.
Time out.
Are they talking about the shot clock at this point? Third shot went down. Give that a second chance point.
Two-point basket. I don't know what they're talking about.
Whenever it's a stoppage and I don't know what they're talking about, I'm automatically going to the shot clock.
That's right. We got a shot clock here today in case you're just tuning in. Dribble drive, the basket to the right side. Meanwhile, away from the ball, we see Grace Davidson pleading her case to one of the officials here. So for 2A basketball, it's a very physical game that we have here tonight. So it's going to get dicey here for the final 5.5 to play. 38-36 in favor of North Lynn.
Call that foul on Sydney Burke. She's a little slow to get up. That knee brace on there, someone who's been through knees myself, you get a little, kind of scares you a little bit. Some of it's mental.
Free throw good for Bartholomew. Oh, I mean, yeah, you talk about the Flanagans and how they've been part of this program for 4 years, and M-Aware that's come through, Ellieware, the Wares all over the place, more Flanagans, but Bridgewater, a common name with North Lynn, and Burke. I mean, you got some familiar names with the North Lynn community and some good basketball players. They got some good chemistry going here. It's only the second game of the season for them. Here's a shot for Ellieware. It is blocked away. Van Buren County gets the basketball. Tied at 38, 5:07 to go, fourth quarter, left to right in front of us, and they're all black uniforms with a little bit of orange on the trim and a touch of green and red perhaps for some of the schools that have joined Van Buren County. As the turnaround shot is up, and it is good for Terrence Sharman. Sharman's up to, I believe, 16 points.
A very quiet 16 points, really. I mean, it just seems like she's been, again, I know, I think Ellie Ware's just done a great job defensively on her.
Bowie Van Etten got it out to Abby Flanagan. Drive on the right side. It's up. It's no good. Sharman gets the rebound, getting it out of the commotion underneath the basket. And she'll flare it out to Bartholomew, who goes down to the right side. Too close to the defense was Bridgewater. I thought they were going to call the foul on her. Instead, it's a timeout for Van Buren County. Timeout for Van Buren. Just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here, so they'll have a few left.
Yeah, so they've got three, according to my unofficial official book here, they've got three full timeouts. North Lynn Lynx have got two full timeouts left, so no 30s available. Three for Van Buren, two for North Lynn.
And a two-point lead for Van Buren County, 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Now, usually I say, well, fouls aren't really an issue right now, but we've seen some games where the fouls can add up quickly, so yeah, that's something that we'll have to be careful about. Bartholomew with three for the Warriors. Davidson with a couple. Both Davidsons with a couple, I should say. And as for North Lynn,
I've got Bridgewater with three. What do you see on official stats there, Ryan?
Got it.
Two for Van Etten, two for Grace Flanagan, two for Abby Flanagan.
So we hope that won't be an issue coming down the stretch. Two-point advantage. Van Buren County Warriors, number six in the state, Class 2A, North Lynn at number two. Could talk to Brian Wheatley. They're used to these rankings, but they don't really care about the rankings too much.
Especially early in the season. You know, it's based off of the way they finished last year, and you don't know, you know, every team, even though you've got returning players, every team's different. The chemistry's different. Just don't know, especially at the beginning of the year. Big, long discussion over here at the scorer's table.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, they're doing a little bit of pointing here and there. I don't know if they didn't get a score right or something or other. Shouldn't be an issue.
So the Northlands scorer is discussing with the officials and the official scorer. Again, it's what the official scorer has in her book. That's what you go by. A little discussion now, explaining it to Coach Zeiler. Didn't see anything change on the scoreboard, did you, Ryan?
Nope, and I don't think there should be. I think we've been able to tally the score relatively well. Of course, there was a little snafu with state volleyball we probably don't want to get into, but probably didn't amount to much in the overall contest, as this one flutters away from Van Buren County out of bounds. The shot missed by Madison Bartholomew, and nobody able to get the rebound for the Warriors. They'll fall back into their half-court defense. North Lynn up into the front court at the four-minute mark. Left side, Bridgewater. Into the corner, that's Abby Flanagan. Skip pass goes to Vanette, and she drives it to the lane. Scores!
Good.
She's going to go to the line. She gets fouled on her drive. She saw an opening in Chloe Vanette. The points and a chance to increase that. She averaged 3.4 a year ago, and that ties the game at 40. Free throw is in there. ...41-40... Northland Lynx.
Lynx are staying in that man defense.
Grace Davidson got it to Sharman. Up on top, Bartholomew. Three-pointer is up, it's no good. The rebound, Grace Flanagan. She's down to the ground. Scramble for it. Big scrum underneath. Jump ball.
Yes.
The today. Official just keeps the suspense, waits about 4 seconds, and slowly does the old thumbs up for jump ball. Sometimes I think they're still kind of pondering what they're going to call by the time they go through their process of their officiating mechanics. Van Buren trying to throw it in. Officials counting. They barely get that one in. And Grace Davidson almost steps out of bounds. Meanwhile, Grace Flanagan gets a steal. Here's Bridgewater. She spins out of traffic. And there's Grace Davidson committing the foul. Too close, right at the sideline of Van Buren. Coach Seidler right now talking to one of the officials.
And then the officials, you know, doing a great job here tonight. And, you know, we encourage everyone listening, if you're interested in the game of basketball, you're interested in supporting kids, we need officials. So we would like for you to get certified as an official. Let us know. We're happy to get you connected because we need you.
High pass, skip pass. It's lost. Probably not a good decision. Oop, could have been a travel. Should have been a travel. And a timeout for Van Buren. They're able to get the timeout in. Well, we need a quick break as well with the score, North Lynn 41, Van Buren County 40, 3:13 showing on the clock. Don't go away. We got plenty more coming up on the North and South Gym, KGYM.
Who does Hertin and Stocker appreciate? You. They want to recognize your family for supporting high school sports. From getting students to practice on time, to serving concessions, to showing your spirit in the stands. And when you want to show your appreciation, just find the right something at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. A watch, diamond stud earrings, colored stone rings, even custom jewelry to match your team colors. Show who you appreciate with a gift from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
When you need sports, we're right here. You're listening to The Gym.
Brian Schlater, Gina Rogers. Back at Cohawk Arena. Scott Unash, Steve Dozier getting set for Xavier and North Scott basketball.
Be the nightcap, the final game
that's
of
right.
the day.
All right, now we have a good one here with out of Class 2A. A couple of ranked teams, Van Buren and North Lynn. Van Buren's got the basketball. Open J, take it, Chloe Davidson. She missed it, and the rebound trickles into the hands of Grace Davidson. She'll find Abby Flanagan out of the right side. A lot of Graces in the game, a lot of Flanagans in the game. A lot of double and triple names here. To the inside, Ellie Ware can't make the shot. Rebound to Burke offensively. Gets the pass over to the left side, Abby Flanagan. Now underneath Vanette, she drives. Blocked away by Sharman. Tipped in the hands of Burke. And we have a traveling violation. That's going to give it to Van Buren County.
Brian
you make
Wheeling.
The call right in front of the coaching staff, that's never a good thing.
No, not happy with that decision.
Substitution coming in. Bridgewater in here for the defense. And back in, Selena Sayer for Van Buren. So you'll see perhaps some of these offensive-defensive substitutions.
Still sticking with the man defense. Ellie Ware is on Sharman. Oh, nice
Grace
tip.
Flanagan. She went hustling after on that one to try to get it. Hits the scorer's table. Comes right on back.
Grace is matched up. She's guarding Isabel Manning.
Isabel Manning throws the ball in bounds, going for the steal. It's tipped away on the ground. Grace Flanagan gets it. And up ahead we go to the right side. Abby Flanagan fires a three. It's up and good. The lead is four for North Lynn. Abby Flanagan's second three-pointer of the ball game at the two-minute mark. It's 44-40. Madison Bartholomew loops it down to Sharman. Sharman back to Bartholomew. She's a three, and she answers it.
Inside out. Bartholomew to Sharman, back out to Sharman.
Abby Flanagan again. Not this time. Ball into the corner. Fight for it. Out of bounds. Last touch by Abby Flanagan. Aaron Manning, and Abby went after it.
Yeah, Abby fell hard. She might need to get some knee pads.
I was going to say, you got to bring the knee pads back. You know that Grace wears them. Different kind of knee pads. They don't have the ones that are like 20 pounds like they used to have in the six-on-six days.
I wore wrestling knee pads. Went from the top of my socks to my bottom of my shorts.
Dribble down the right side of the lane. There's a big hack by Abby Flanagan on Madison Bartholomew. Bartholomew going to go to the line with their team down by a point, 44-43. Probably a good foul if you're going to foul her. Foul her hard enough that she misses a shot. That could have been a three-point play. Makes the free throw, so we'll have one more.
So this will be the sixth free throw that Van Buren has shot in the second half. I don't have North Lynn shooting any free throws in the second half thus far.
I think that's an accurate stat. Good on the shots. The lead is Van Buren County, 45-44. There's a minute 20 to go in the fourth quarter. Chloe Van Etten, she gets a pick, right to the lane, pumps once, twirls in, no good, shot blocked by Sharman, she gets it back, here's Ware, low block, blocked again by Sharman, tipped in the hands of Van Etten, they'll get it up on top, Abby Flanagan, swing it out on the left side, Burke, she'll take the three, it's too long, by herself with the rebound, Van Etten, she missed it, Sharman with the board for Van Buren County, 57 seconds left, the Warriors lead at 45-44, and we get a foul. Abby Flanagan, I believe, but man, the opportunity's there for North Lynn, and they couldn't connect.
Yeah, what that was is Sharman just set a screen. Nobody called it out for Abby Flanagan. She ran right into her. So Bartholomew out here saying, just calm down, just calm, be calm, take care of it. Lynx need to come. Play good, solid defense, but come after it. Gotta have the it is.
Grace Davidson, they went after her, and that's what she got a little bit befuddled, and
yep.
She double dribbles. Well, I think the issue here now, we got a timeout, full timeout. We'll keep it here. We're not gonna miss anything here. Van Buren County. Now look, 45-44. North Lynn needing a score, but you know, back in the days, you could say play down that 45 seconds if you can, play for one, perhaps. That's off in the coach's mind. We have a shot clock now at 35
That's right.
seconds. That's an option that coaches will have to be kind of thinking about.
Yeah, 10-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock.
Which is what I foresee is just kind of go for it here and see what you can make happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got the opening. Go for it.
And looking in the huddles down here, it doesn't look like Coach Zeitler doesn't have a board out. He's just encouraging the team.
Well, what do you draw up here? I mean,
it's hard to say.
Nobody's got the hot hand. There's been a lot of missed shots here. It's a matter of who's going to make it happen.
Yeah, so the thing is if North Lynn, if you get it on the inside, you got to make a move or get it outside because Sharman has been getting down there and getting blocks. So I think you're probably looking, at one of the Flanagans.
Well, they get spread out the corners here with Burke on one corner and Van Etten deep in the left corner. We'll see here. 39 seconds, 29 in the shot clock. Here is Chloe Van Etten. She's on the pivot just inside the arc of the left side. Needs some help. Ware's got it. That's Ellie Ware by the free throw line. Takes a couple of hard dribbles. Got it to Van Etten. She drives to the lane. She scores. 26 seconds left. And the lead of 46-45. Chloe Van Etten. Shot clock is off. There's 17 seconds left. Down by a point on the dribble. It goes out Bartholomew. She gets it back of the pass. The ball, a foul called. Grace Flanagan got a part
just
of the arm.
Last second. She was trying so hard not to foul.
Trying to get the block, but instead. So with 11.5 showing, it's 46-45 in favor of North Lynn. And Bartholomew, who's made both free throws in a row, puts this one up, and it's good. I tried to apply a little broadcasting.
Saw that.
There, it didn't work.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
But she's been five in a row here.
So Brian Wheatley is coming back, and he's concerned that they're shooting free throws. And he's all the way on the court. The official has to move him back. Now the officials are getting together and having a discussion. And they're confirming it's two-shot foul. I do think she was in the act of shooting when she was fouled. I think that is the correct call.
Yeah, I didn't see any argument with that. Second one is no good. They were giving her three fouls. Were she saying she was from three-point land?
Oh, okay.
They were saying that she was fouled from outside the arc for three. I didn't see that
pretty
one coming.
Pretty close, maybe 1 foot.
Well, she missed the last two. So we're tied up at 46 with 8.8 seconds left. Here comes Grace Flanagan. And a foul is called on
Bartholomew.
It is. Her. Ellie Ware was setting a pick for Flanagan to go around, and Bartholomew didn't see her.
Yeah, she just
Ware hits
right
the ground hard, and she's slow to get up with 6.5, but they'll throw it inbounds because we're not to the five foul situation. So we reset for you here with the score tied at 46. First, some commotion at the scorer's table. Brian Wheatley going bananas, and I just thought it was going to be two shots anyway in
me
the free
too,
throws.
Yeah.
Apparently, the officials thought she was in the act of shooting from outside the arc, which I think that was a bad call.
Yeah, I think, I mean, she may have had 1 foot close to it, but of course, we don't have the angle, so... You know, they're on the floor. We're way up here in the rafters.
But it was irrelevant. She made the first one.
Correct.
And then that's when Brian Wheatley realized it and started hollering at the officials. They all confirmed it was three. And she missed the last two free throws.
Correct.
So it didn't matter.
Right.
Flanagan comes up the court. Ware is setting a pick. Bartholomew doesn't see her. Runs over Ware. The foul is called there. However, we're thinking for a moment there, perhaps you're looking at some free throws here. But... you have to beat a five free throws to get a...
Yep, both
with the
teams
rule
at
situation
four.
That they got, so that's making a difference here today. Shot clock not a factor because we're at 6.5 remaining in the fourth quarter.
And Brian Wheatley is out of timeouts based on what I have been tracking here. I've got Van Buren with two fulls.
Ware and Van Etten in the front court. Burke and the Flanagans in the backcourt. The inbounds, they get it to Abby. 4.6, it rolls away! Coming up the court, Sherman with 1 second left. They get a timeout. Van Buren gets a timeout. Coach Zeitler nearly jumped out of his jockey shorts on that one to get that timeout. There's 0.5. We'll see if they give him any extra time. I doubt it here.
They're trying, the assistant coach over there for, looks like Randy Smith is trying to talk with the official to see if they can get some more time added in. Assistant Coach Smith was formerly a head coach. Yeah, Van Buren is now the assistant. Zeitler was his assistant. Now,
well, you know, if the official doesn't give it to him, you can't just say, oh, if I would have seen you, you would have gotten some more time.
Yeah, so they're talking about, it looks like they're going to put some time back on the clock, possibly. I'm watching the clock operator. Not a job I would want, I will say. I'd work about any other job on the bench, but not.
0.5 is showing right now, 46-46, and unfortunately... shots wouldn't even get an opportunity with North Lynn. And to be honest, it looked like Sharman, if she could have twirled it around to a teammate and get it up the floor, they had some time. Van Buren was falling back quickly, maybe trying to set up a shot. Not going to adjust the clock.
No. So this is touch and shoot? Catch and shoot?
Yeah.
You catch and shoot, give it a shot. If it doesn't fall, then we go to overtime.
Well, we've been running behind all day today anyway, so why not overtime, right? That's what North Lynn can hope for here. Now, don't do anything silly is what Coach Wheatley's hoping for.
Right. They're taking the ball out literally in his lap, right in front of him on the
going to run a twirl around. Half court, Mallory just couldn't catch it and pin long enough. With the time allotted, and we go to overtime. 46-46, North Lynn and Van Buren. We're going to take a sigh, get a drink of water, relax for 1 minute, and bring you the overtime. It's coming up next on KGYM.
Oh, O'Reilly. This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
And basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle. Even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Brian Slater and Gina Rogers here. Right now they're trying to get, got the coaches all huddle up, make sure everything's got the...
Yeah, they get an extra timeout.
Make sure they got that all squared away. Ware, Sharman getting set to jump center. Tipped up. Sharman off of Burke, out of bounds. Should go to Van Buren. It will.
Good call, Ryan Slater.
Look at me. All right, foul situation. Abby Flanagan's got four. Three for Hannah Bridgewater. Grace has three. And for Van Buren County, their current situation, four for Bartholomew, three for Grace Davidson. Grace Davidson has it right now. She dribbles in, 12-footer off the glass. It's no good. Ellie Ware is right there for the rebound. Well, who's got enough gas in the engine here to keep things going? Burke all the way, blocked from behind by Sharman.
Yeah, to me, that's really where Sharman has shown herself is on the blocks and, of course, the rebounds.
Blocked away out of bounds, so Bridgewater to bring it in bounds. This is where she tried to loop it in. It's stolen away right in the hands of Sharman, who is in the right place at the right time. Almost looked like she was the intended recipient of the pass. Well, folks have gotten their money's worth for this ball game. Grace Davidson thought about this shot after nobody was open. Avoids a 5-second call. Got it out to
Mallory
over there.
Looking to try and get Sharman open.
Dribble to the right side. Manning off the lip of the hoop. It's no good. Here comes Grace Flanagan in the other direction. Doesn't have the numbers. Pulls up on the left side. Up on top, Ellie Ware. She stutter steps and travels. Just needed to settle down a little bit. But.
Yeah, they caught her on the run. I don't think she was quite ready for the pass.
2:55 overtime, 46-46.
So I've shown that Van Buren still got two timeouts. So they had one at the end of the game. They got another one in the overtime. Northland has the one.
Here's Manning. Manning at the top of the key. Got up by Grace Flanagan. Gets around her. Put up the shot. No good. Abby Flanagan will pull it down. The bounce pass to Grace. Grace will take it up, left-handed her dribble. Three on two. She pulls up, gets a player in the air. Does not shoot it over Sharman, but she lost it anyway. She attempted to pass it. Sharman getting a hand on there. You mentioned it, Gina. She's making her presence felt in the interior.
She really is. I mean, her height and getting her arms up there, she's just not letting anything go through. They're trying to get her open here. She's at the elbow.
Has it high post. Back pedals to the top of the key. This time they're going to get it to Bartholomew. Lost her defender. Won't dribble in. In fact, she dribbles out. Manning tapped away. Good hustle, Grace Flanagan. It goes out of bounds.
Great defense by Grace Flanagan. She is really playing very good defense on Bartholomew. And we note that Bartholomew actually played some with the Flanagans on a traveling team this summer, so they're familiar with each other.
The inbounds to Sharman, to the right. Jumper taken, it's up, it's no good. Bartholomew, and it's Ware. She's gotten some key rebounds in the fourth quarter and now the overtime. Grace Flanagan for 15, nothing but cord. Grace Flanagan knocks down the 15-foot jumper. Sometimes you just got to make the 15-footer.
Yep. Stop and pop.
We've talked about it before. Sometimes that's a lost art. You think about this outside the arc, and you think about those inside shots. It's a simple little 15-footer. Came out key there. Here's Manning. She'll try one about the same distance, but she left it short. Under the basket by herself was Abby Flanagan. Abby into the front court goes Burke. Burke, one hard dribble. She'll get Charmin in the air. Then she goes backwards. She thought differently about it. You got to put it up quickly when Charmin's anywhere nearby.
She batted it back at her. She tried to pass it inside, and she batted it right back at her. So she's really...
Grace Flanagan gets tripped up by Grace Davidson. But going back to Burke on that pass in the corner, you know, Charmin's playing off of her, and she wants to take another step in, which normally you could do that under any other defender, but for this one, take that jumper. Burke can hit it.
Yeah, when you're going against a bigger defender, you've either got to make some space, and oftentimes you do that by making a move. That's the first free throw of the second half for the Northland Lynx.
And it goes to Grace Flanagan, makes it a 49-46 game with a minute 06 left in the overtime. Grace with one more. 18.4 average last year for North Lynn, 28 against Albernett. And a solid game here today. I think 13 points. Going off on the left side, Sayer. Here is Charmin from 18 feet away. Missed it. Rebound underneath the basket. Grace Flanagan to Abby Flanagan on the left side. She will not challenge Charmin that time. And she will move it out backwards. Grace Flanagan to the right side. Now Bridgewater. 38 seconds left. 23 in the shot clock. Here's a quick foul. It is to Isabel Manning.
That's only her second.
So Grace Flanagan from our angle, she probably could have dribbled in toward the low block, but you had Charmin right there, and she thought differently about that.
She was daring
idea.
Her, just daring her to come in. It's a good decision.
Foul line is Bridgewater. Her free throw is left short. No good. She'll get one more. This would make it a 5-point game if she can make it. At 36.5. It's up. Bounces around. It's no good. Where? Tapped it last out of bounds. Charmin dodged it real quick.
Yeah, she thought about trying to save it and like, nope, not here.
Full court press a little bit by North Lynn. Not really. They fall back defensively now. Manning with 30 seconds left. Shot clock is off. They're down 50-46. Shot for the outside. It's up. No good. Manning tried to get the rebound, but there is a foul there. At the free throw line, Manning will go. The foul is on Grace Flanagan.
Yep.
I think.
Yep. That's her fourth. Manning to the free throw line.
So the Flanagans with four fouls. Manning, good. Isabel Manning, a junior. Second free throw, it's not good. 50-47. 22 seconds left. Into the front court, Grace Flanagan still with it. Needing some help on the pivot. Gets it out of the near side. Coach Brian Wheatley calls for a timeout. He wants a full timeout. He just starts kind of waving to the official at that point with 16 seconds left.
Of course, no shot clock. Shot clock's off at this point. So Coach Wheatley getting out the whiteboard.
Calls timeout, but, you know, for a moment there, it looked like they were going to be able to get that keep away going. And the ball will be tossed in from the near sideline. That's opposite of the team benches in their front court. Right in the center between where the top of the circle is and where the half court line is. So with 16 seconds, expect a quick foul here as Van Buren County is going to want the ball back. We're in overtime, a 3-point game. And it looks like Ellie Flanagan is checked back in. I'm guessing free throw shooting could be one of the keys to bring her in. That ball handling, perhaps. But you know, you try to get in the Flanagans.
You know, they've had the ball in their hands a couple times.
Once or twice tonight.
Yeah.
Ware, three Flanagans and a Burke. Sydney Burke to bring it in bounds. Get it to Grace Flanagan. She's on the dribble. She backpedals 13 seconds. They play keep away. She's still on the dribble. Now she stops it. She needs some help. Coming around.
I didn't
and
have
he'll
him.
Use another timeout.
I didn't have him with another one. I had him out. So obviously mine wasn't correct. But don't pick up your dribble. Don't pick up your dribble. Stay alive. Keep moving.
And Grace could have probably kept moving with it, too. 8.6 now. 50-47 Northland over Van Buren. And you could just tell they're trying to deny the Flanagans with it. So Coach Wheatley getting out the old dry erase board.
Yeah, Van Buren trying to deny it. And that's definitely who the Lynx want the ball in their hands. Either Grace or Abby.
As a team a year ago, North Lynn shot 73.6%. Only had one game with Waco, and they didn't go to the line a lot. So, I mean, this year's averages really don't amount to much as far as comparison's sake. But
right. You got to start fresh.
And you know the Flanagans have been consistent from the free throws. So.
Well, what a great game. What a great opportunity for both of these teams. You know, they keep playing like this, and I know it's a ways away, but it'd be fun to see them play again in Des Moines.
Burke to throw it inbound. This is Ware. Give it back to Burke. But before they could even do it, Ware quickly gets fouled by Tara Sharman. And two foul shots will be up and coming.
How about that,
Lisa
though?
Ware.
Tara Sharman playing the entire game. That is her first foul.
Free throw is no good. Oh, it rolled all the way around the lip of the basket, wouldn't go in. But this one's huge.
Big. This makes it a 2-point possession if she can sink this one. Oh.
Full timeout for Van Buren. Well, we're not going to go away.
So let's talk through this, Ryan. She makes the free throw. It's a 2-possession game, 7.9 seconds left. She misses it. Van Buren gets the rebound. They got plenty of time to get it back down the court. So a couple things you got to think about if you're the Lynx. First of all, she's got to make that free throw. Second of all, she doesn't. You need to get the rebound. So you're going in there hard. If they get the rebound, then you're all over that ball. You got to stop. You got to keep them from getting the ball across half court. That's my Coach Green analysis.
Or if it gets close, you could foul. Bring them to the line to shoot two. Sometimes that backfires, and you do it when they're on their way to shoot a three-pointer. That's why Coach Wheatley has a clipboard, and we're up here watching.
Absolutely.
So I don't think anybody's got timeouts left.
Actually, I had that one wrong with North Lynn, but I still have...
Well, I was wondering if they were flip-flop.
Yeah, that's probably what I did, so... See what they've got. See if we can find it on the official stats.
We're in overtime, 50-47. It was tied up at 46 at the end of regulation. There's 7.9 at the clock. Ellie Ware can make this a 4-point game. And this is huge right here. Nobody is along the free throw line for North Lynn. It's just Ware. It's in the air and it's good.
Big free throw.
Solid shot.
So now you play good, solid defense. Good, solid defense.
Man for man. They come up the court, 4 seconds, out with 3 seconds. Long range three, it's up and it's no good. North Lynn prevails, 51-47. The huge free throw by Ware. The field goals weren't there for her today, but you saw it in her rebounding here tonight and making that big free throw to wrap it up for North Lynn, and they'll come out with a victory here in North Lynn. Certainly entertaining this crowd with a big one here tonight to get the W, Gina.
Absolutely. Ellie Ware with a great job defensively, and then she comes up with a clutch free throw at the end of the game. What a great all-around team effort for the Lynx tonight. You know, Hannah Bridgewater stepped up. The Flanagans did what the Flanagans do. Chloe Van Etten, how about her with that drive? And Burke, I mean, everybody, great, great outing. They got tested, and they were able to respond.
51-47, your final score. And we'll wrap it all up and we'll set the sights here for our next ball game as Scott Unash and Steve Dozier getting set for Xavier and North Scott. But we'll take this 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll give the stats of what we saw here in the North Lynn Van Buren game here tonight. We're back after this timeout on the North and South Gym, KGYM.
Ready? Okay.
Just okay is not okay, whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network. AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score September 2019.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who have never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, ever floated across the ground on comfort pods or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
The Stephen A. Smith Show.
Somehow, some way, the Patriots are surviving. Likely because of their elite defense. We get that. Poor Tom Brady. Everybody acting like he's done. Nobody seeing who he's throwing the damn football to. We get paid to do this for a living, and we don't know who the hell he's throwing the football to. That's how lost we all are. Who the hell are these people? But somehow, some way, Tom Brady manages to make sure that the Patriots don't beat themselves, and they lead on the defense heavily. Obviously, I don't know what the hell y'all watch.
The Stephen A. Smith Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Stugat said earlier of Clayton Kershaw, I've read that book before, and we all know him to be illiterate. He's never read any of the books before.
But I've seen the movie.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Sports Radio, KGYN.
Well, North Lynn toss it out here at the end. They'll win it overtime with a score of 51-47. What a ball game that we witness here this evening. Great contest for these two teams. Certainly a lot of fun.
Well,
North Lynn that prevails. They led it 11-9 at the end of the first quarter at half, 29-24. Van Buren had a solid third quarter. They took the lead 36-32. Boy, they get tied at the end there. 46-46 took us to overtime, but North Lynn outscores them and wins by 4, 51-47.
And the stats show it. I mean, both teams had 15 fouls. Both teams had 18 turnovers, but the difference is in shooting percentage. Field goal percentage, 35% for North Lynn, 29. Close, but still give the edge to the Lynx. Three-point land, it was 46% for the Lynx, 29% for the Warriors. And then free throws, 66 versus 69 to North Lynn. So there's your difference. Just a little better shooting. Everything else was pretty even.
Grace Flanagan leading the scores for North Lynn tonight. She had 13 points, 4 of 7 from the field, 2 of 3 from outside the arc, and 3 of 4 from free throws, including 8 rebounds. 11 for Abby Flanagan, 3 of 9 for the field, but a solid 4 of 4 from the free throw line. 9 for Sydney Burke, 4 of 10, 1 of 2 for the free throw line. 7 for Chloe Van Etten. She had a key one down the stretch. 3 for Ellie Flanagan. No points for Elsie Ware. Ellie Ware had 3. 5 for Hannah Bridgewater tonight. But mentioned Ellie Ware. Yeah, only 3 points. 1 of 9 for field goals. But she had 12 rebounds to lead North Lynn. Second rebounds only 2. Taryn Charman, who had 13 for, but again, just great contributions all around for these folks.
Big.
For Van Buren, Taryn Sherman. Charman ends up with 16 points, 13 rebounds, 7 of 15 for the field. Isabel Manning pretty much held in check from 5 of 18 from the field, 14 points, 13 for Madison Bartholomew. Chloe Davidson with the deuce, Grace Davidson with 2. Selena Sayer, Lexi Gurek did not score in the ball game, but when it came down the stretch, North Lynn just had a little bit more and would come out with that the win here. And what was impressive to me is just the team chemistry for North Lynn. And we've seen North Lynn, we've seen these young athletes, many of them play multiple years, but there is just something different about this team that we saw here tonight. Yeah, the Flanagans are always going to be there, but we saw everybody that played on the court had a big contribution, and they have their shots, they have their rebounds, they can make some free throws, and I think things could be on the up and up for this North Lynn team, and we shouldn't be surprised why preseason they're already ranked number 2 in the state of Iowa, but just feels different about this team, and I think Coach Wheatley can be pretty happy with
it. Well, we see him in multiple sports. We've seen him for multiple years. We have several sets of sisters, and I think it's just a level of trust. You know, they trust each other as teammates. They trust each other's capabilities, and it's going to be fun to watch these Lynx. Again, I'd like to see both of these teams again in Des Moines in March.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a pretty good possibility. Van Buren falls to 1-1 on the season. North Lynn improves to 2-0 on the year. Van Buren will be home to West Burlington. They'll have about an hour and a half drive. North Lynn, meanwhile, they'll be playing host to Cal Wheaton next. Gina, it's been fun. I'm sure we'll cross paths again this season, hopefully, right?
Yes, thank you very much, sir.
Should have a good time. So we appreciate the folks that tuned into our broadcast here recently, which included West Branch falling to West Hancock a little bit earlier today. Scott will go over the scores for you. And, of course, this one that just wrapped up here, North Lynn in overtime defeats Van Buren 51-47. The A-team, Scott Unash and Steve Dozier, coming up next to bring you more high school basketball with Xavier and North Scott. For Gina Rogers, I'm Ryan Schlater, wishing you a pleasant good evening. We're back in a couple of minutes with more high school basketball in the North and South Gym, KGYM.